Blog Talk Radio.
But we are making a stand, and we're waking everybody up that 9/11 was an inside job. And you are the minority. You are the cowards who don't know the truth. You're the people that serve this evil system. You're the people that serve a system that hurts innocent men, women, and children. Not just Iraqis, not just Afghans, not just Africans, but the people right here in this nation. You serve a new world order that attacks and feeds on you. And I'm here to tell you that you will be defeated. Your hours are numbered. We've got the energy. We've got the life force. All you've got is evil backing you up. All you've got is greed and not going to look at yourself in the mirror. Because deep down, the New World Order is a pot-bellied, chicken-necked ninny. And all the armor and all the weapons are nothing. You are nothing compared to good. You are nothing compared to life. And you will be defeated. I want the individuals out there, I want free humanity to turn themselves loose, to cut the chains loose, and to use the end of that chain to slap the New World Order right upside the head. You've got the power. You want to know who can defeat the New World Order? It is you. You're the individuals that are going to be able to defeat this system. You're the individuals that are going to be able to take down the New World Order. It doesn't matter if Ron Paul wins. It doesn't matter if they rig the election. What matters is that we're starting to stand up. We're starting to move. We're starting to find our legs. We're starting to build our muscles. We're starting to realize that we do have power and we can work.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
Life is filled with interesting things. That's why I could never commit suicide. I'm having too much fun keeping an eye on you folks, watching what you do. Human behavior, that's what I like. Humans do some really interesting things. Like, besides killing ourselves, we also kill each other. Murder. And we're the only ones who do that, by the way. Humans are the only species on Earth that deliberately kills members of another species for personal gain. Or pleasure. Sometimes it's just fun. We're also the only species that deliberately kills members of another species for personal gain. Or pleasure. That's what hunters do. They kill for pleasure. That's us. Human beings. Interesting folks. Murderers. Here's an interesting form of murder we come up with. Assassination. You know what's interesting about assassination? Well, not only does it change those popularity polls in a big fucking hurry, but it's also interesting to notice who it is we assassinate. Did you ever notice who it is? Stop to think of who it is we kill. It's always people who've told us to live together in harmony and try to love one another. Jesus, Gandhi, Lincoln, John Kennedy, Bobby Kennedy, Martin Luther King, Medgar Evers, Malcolm X, John Lennon. They all said, try to live together peacefully. Bam! Apparently, we're not ready for that. Yeah, that's difficult behavior for us. Not too bright, folks. Not too bright. But if you talk to one of them about this, if you isolate one of them, you sit them down rationally, and you talk to them about the low IQs and the dumb behavior and the bad decisions, right away they start talking about education. That's the big answer to everything. Education. They said, we need more money for education. We need more books, more teachers, more classrooms, more schools. We need more testing for the kids. You say to them, well, you know, we've tried all of that, and the kids still can't pass the tests. They say, oh, don't you worry about that. We're going to lower the passing grades. That's what they do in a lot of these schools now. They lower the passing grade so more kids can pass. More kids pass, the school looks good, everybody's happy, the IQ of the country slips another 2 or 3 points, and pretty soon all you'll need to get into college is a pencil. Got a pencil? Get in there. It's physics. Then everyone wonders why 17 other countries graduate more scientists than we do. Education. Politicians know that word. They use it on you. Politicians have traditionally hidden behind three things: the flag, the Bible, and children. No child left behind. No child left behind. Oh, really? Well, it wasn't long ago you were talking about giving kids a head start. Head start, left behind. Someone's losing some ground here. But there's a reason. There's a reason. There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The big, the wealthy, the real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. They're irrelevant. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media news, all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. You know something? They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting fucked by a system that threw them overboard 30 fucking years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly shittier jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your fucking retirement money. They want it back. So they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this fucking place. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. By the way, it's the same big club they use to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged. And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hardworking people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hardworking people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich cocksuckers who don't give a fuck about them. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't care about you at all. At all. At all. Man. You know? And nobody seems to notice, nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on, the fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant of the big red, white, and blue dick that's being jammed up their assholes every day. Because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it. But, say what...
All right, everybody. That's right, Joe. That's right. The American dream. You got to be asleep to believe it. That's why they call it a dream. Joseph Gibson broadcasting 6:09 p.m. on the East Coast. Broadcasting from Greensboro, North Carolina. How's everybody doing tonight? I hope well. I hope you're healthy and you're happy and you're happy and you're healthy. You got to remember, when you're healthy, you're happy. When you're happy, you're usually healthy. All right, well, we're number one in the chat room tonight on the internet. We are number one in the first 5 minutes. That is great. And if you don't experience the chat room, folks, sometimes we get some good conversations in there. I know BitBanker's in there, Bridget's in there, several guests are in there, I'm in there. In the chat room, all you got to do is log in. If you got the internet, log in to blogtalkradio.com/Joseph Gibson. and you can click in and be in the chat room. And, of course, there's a big picture of me, and we are number one. Usually we're number one. They put my picture, my big mug up there. I'm right there on the Internet. Right there, here I am. Popular in news, Joseph Gibson, current events, understanding the times in which we live in today, by Joseph Gibson. I like to see that. And that's me. That's a picture of me right there. We are number one. Hey, nothing wrong with bragging. When you're number one, you're number one. Let's see. Who's closest to me? Who's closest? The War Room, two chatters. Ask the Masonic Rabbi. Oh, Lord. Brother Dave. Brother Dave, you're about nine people away from me. And Thor Radio Network. Just goes to show you folks what's out there on Blog Talk right now. The War Room. Should we call them? Should we call another Blog Talk show and see what they're about? Nah. DPR represents. What's DPRP? What's that? Within Sight Radio. They're on the air, and we're beating them. We're beating them by 70%. Ask the Masonic Rabbi. We're beating them by 80% listeners right now. Amen. So thank you, everyone in the chat room, so we can beat these guys. We beat them out because we are number one. This is Joseph Gibson on Understanding the Times in Which We Live In, and I win. I win, and we are number one. We are number one right now. Okay? So, what's on the agenda here? What's the most important subject on the horizon right now? It's Comey. It's Comey, the FBI director, right? That's the big thing going on right now. Trump sold us out. He's working with the Russians. The Russians are going to invade, right? The Russians are going to invade us any minute. He's selling all our secrets. We need to impeach him. Get rid of Trump. Trump's hiding under my bed. Donald Trump, the big evil white man. The big evil white man. The 73-year-old white man, Donald Trump. Everybody loved him, though, when he was on, what the heck was that name of that show? Where he was the boss and he'd say, "You're fired." Everybody loved him when he was on NBC, right? What the heck was the name of that show? Does anyone remember? Oh, The Apprentice. The Apprentice. Everybody loved him when he was on that program. That was the big thing. Donald Trump, we love you. He runs for president. Everybody hates him. You want to know why? He's not a part of the big club that George Carlin was just talking about. There's a reason why I play these introductions, folks. What did George Carlin just talk about? You're not in the big club. They don't care. They don't care about you. These politicians don't care. And, folks, if you missed the last broadcast,
turn it down.
If you missed the last broadcast on this program, you heard us call the White House three times in a row. Did you not? If you missed the last broadcast, shame on you. But we called the White House, and they hung up on me. They hung up on me. And I asked who I was speaking to one time. They said, "The White House switchboard. White House switchboard." And I said, "Who am I speaking to? We can't give our name out." Why? Why? I'm an American citizen. I'm your boss. I'm your boss. You should give your name out to me. Someone sending me a message, call me now. I don't know who the hell that is. What are you talking about, call me now? What are you talking about? Call me now. Who the heck is this? Are you on the air live? Are you? I think this is one of the people I asked to call in tonight. Yeah, I tried calling you. Call me now. Call what number? Call me now. All right, let's try it again. Let's try it again. Let's call this person one more time. Oh, boy. You know, I try to help everybody out to get them tuned into the program because I believe everyone, you know, should have a right to listen to the program. And some people are stupid. They don't know how to work a phone, you know. So, okay, I'm going to call you back right now because you want to listen to the program. So I just got a text message from somebody. I'm calling you now. Let's see here. Call completed. Okay. You're live on the air. Just hang on. Let me mute your number if I can here. Let me mute it. All right, there. Okay, you're on the air. Message here. I need to take other people's advices. My numbers are saying not in service. Well, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. Don't know what to tell you. Stop texting me on my phone. I'm on the air live right now. Jeez. God. Delete. Yes, delete that message. Thank you. God. When I'm on the air, you cannot call me because it clicks in. It clicks on the phone. You can't send me a message. I tell people this. My number is in service. The show is live right now. We are live. God almighty, what's wrong with people? It's very simple. 657-383-0616. Call me. Are you that stupid that you can't dial those? I mean, I bet if there was an Asian girl, if there was a Russian girl prostitute Facebooking you, you'd get in touch with her. You'd bend over backwards to get in touch with her, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you, you perverts out there? Huh? You get in, you know, that's what Facebook's all about. You got a lot. Oh, stop texting me. Stop it. I got to get another line. I'm thinking about going premium because I can't use my home line. I can't use this phone. I'm going to go premium and get a 1-800 number. I'm going to have to, you know, because these people just don't get it. You know, everyone calls me during the show hour. Is the show on at 6 o'clock? Is it on? You can't call me. I'm live on the air right now. I can't talk to you. I'm sorry. I could talk to you on Facebook. And we do have several people that talk to me live on Facebook. And you can talk in the chat room. Oh, Lord. Good thing I don't have a guest tonight. How embarrassing this would be. Let me click back here. All right, and I got to call so many people. Your number saying unknown. Your number saying unknown when you're calling. Well, answer it. You know I'm calling at 6 o'clock. Answer it. Goodness sake. All right, well, anyway, back to this Donald Trump nonsense. What's everyone's opinion out there about this Donald Trump's nonsense? I know we all got an opinion about this somehow, some way. What's everyone's opinion out there? You can press 1 anytime you want. If you want to talk about Donald Trump and his Comey nonsense, where do you think it's going to go? What's it going to lead to? I'm going to tell you right now, it's not going to go nowhere. What it's doing is it's distracting Donald Trump and it's distracting everyone from the real problems that are going on around the world and things that could be handled. What happened to that big health care bill? Does anyone know what happened to that? You remember about 2 weeks ago, it was on the top of the news, the health care bill, remember? Where'd it go? Where'd it go? What happened to that big health care with that Paul Ryan and everybody? They were going to vote on it, weren't they? It was the big health care thing, remember? It was all over the news. We don't know what's going on with it now. What's going on? Does anyone know? I can't find nothing on the internet. Did they vote on the bill? Did they squash it? What's going on?
What happened to the economic plan? What happened to the tax cuts? What's going on here? Does anyone know? Oh, we're talking about Comey.
Let's talk about Hillary and how she...
Get off my phone!
And I know who you are calling me because you're listening to the show right now. Stop calling me! Damn it! You idiot! Don't listen to the show no more! Get off! Get out of here! I'm going to hang up on him right now. Go on. Don't listen no more! If you're that stupid, get the hell out of here. Don't even want stupid asses listening anymore. Just keep calling me. Ephraim, and they're listening on the line. I can see the number on the screen. I can see the phone number. Do not call my phone. I'm on the phone, on a radio show right now. Don't call me and send me text messages. Good God. So I'm thinking about any way to change the subject also. I think I'm going to go premium here and get a 1-800 number. I'm going to try it out for 2 months to see what happens. And that means anyone can advertise for free on my show. Some people I may charge, but family I won't charge because family means everything. But see, I won't charge people. I won't charge you, all right? So if you want to advertise a business or you got something going on, or if you want something to talk about, you can advertise on the page. That's, I'm looking into that. The premium, there's a see, Blog Talk Radio offers three different types of shows. You could do a free show where you can get a phone number and people can call in, but you can't call other people, and it's very limited, actually. But then you could do what I get, which is $40 a month, and you get a chat room, and but they bombard you with advertisements. So a lot of people on my show, they'll get kicked off, or my chat room will get filled up with advertisements and whatnot, or I can only have so many callers on my phone line. Because sometimes we'll load up with 50 people, and I can't take anymore. And it's not 50 people live calling in, it's people that are listening, you know. So if I can only have 50 people listening, you know, what's 50 people? So, you know, and then I have to wait. And if they want to call in a queue in, they can't get in because I've passed my 50 number, my 50 limit. Now, if I go premium, I get an unlimited amount of callers that can call in. And I'll get a 1-800 number for people to call in, especially you people out there that are broke asses or so damn cheap that you can't afford long distance, okay? You can call in for free because it'll be a 1-800 number, all right? So I'll get a 1-800, and then I get a free page on Blog Talk Radio where I can post my own ads. So that's what I'm thinking about doing. I'll try it out for a couple months. It's pretty darn expensive, actually. It's like $2,000 a year. Okay, but you could try it out for the first 90 days for like $98 a month. So I'm thinking about trying it out for 3 months, see how it goes, if it pays off, and we can bring in a lot of people. You know, yeah, I understand. I know the premium host package is offered. Yeah, I know. But since I'm already a member, I can get, I already contacted Blog Talk Radio. I can get it for a certain price for the first 90, I think they said 60 or 90 days, and I could try it out for a cheaper price. But after that, then, no, it's not $3.99 per year, no. Yeah, well, no, it's $3.99 per year what I'm paying now. That's what I pay now. But the other host package is like $2,000 per year, okay? So I don't know what you're talking about in the chat room there. All right, that's the plus host package. Yeah, the plus, where you get a 1-800 number. That's what I'm going to be going for. All right, and I'm going to try it out. And like I said, people can advertise. But anyway, I want to move the show forward like that. And who knows? Maybe we'll get another 30 or 40 people in the chat room. Who knows? Because it's going to open the doors to a lot more listeners. Because right now I'm limited to my advertising, you know. Even though we're number one on Blog Talk on the premium show right now, they got different levels on Blog Talk. People need, you know, I know what they're doing. The people, hey, what's the old saying? To make money, you got to spend money. You got to spend money to make money, right? I know cheapies out there are people that are cheap. You don't understand that, you know. People who want to, you know, squeeze a penny so it's so tight. You know, it turns to, you know, I mean, you know, that's just the way it is. That's the way it goes. So, yeah, that's right. It's $99 per month. It's $1,000 per year. That's what it is. I'm sorry. That's correct. And you'll get a 1-800 number and free promotional widget and all that stuff. Yeah, I know. I looked it up. I'm talking to people in the chat room, folks, in case the people on the phone line don't understand what's going on. Chat room is where it's at. That's where you're going to get, you know, where you can type and be anonymous, too. pick a username. That's where it's at. You really should log into the chat room, people who don't want to, like, call in and listen. But I want to start scheduling some guests here in the future. Next week, I want to get back. I want to try to get Terry LaPointe back on here. Terry LaPointe, she was a guest on this program 2 times. And a very sad story about a baby who's on life support system right now. And she worked, and Terry LaPointe works for Medical Kidnap. She's a news reporter. And she wrote a good article about my radio show, actually. So people out there, you know, we are known around the country. This show is known. You type into your browser, my show does pop up. Type in Joseph Gibson, you'll see Understanding the Times in Which We Live In comes up in your browser on Google, Yahoo, or whatever. Okay, so Terry LaPointe's been a guest. I would like to try to get her back on. The only problem is she's a friend with the captain, and the captain and I don't get along anymore. The captain is a dirtbag, okay? I don't like the captain. I disagree with anything he has to do or say. And Rudy Orr, for that matter, the redneck idiot, Rudy Orr. That would have been a good one for my couple new listeners there, Steven. Steven, you would have liked that one, Steven. Steven, new listener that supports the program. He has me call him up now. That would have been a good one for you to listen to, this redneck Rudy Orr. He's got a 7th grade education. Noi, 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 everyone. I like how he says night. He says noi, 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 noi. That was a big thing back a couple months ago. Remember that big show we had with Rudy Orr? What a joke that was, huh? I don't see Deborah Lewis tuning in tonight. I don't know. Maybe because there's some other people on here she don't like. She's not tuning in tonight. I called her twice. Don't know where she is. Elizabeth Rondo, thank you for tuning in. I appreciate it. I believe Mike from Wisconsin is on here tonight. That's great. Of course, BitBanker's on here, and we got several other people now tuning in from Reidsville and Eden and Summerfield. That's great, because I've been telling them about the show, so I like to get a lot of more local callers on here. That's good news. And then, of course, I don't know what happened to my friend in the state of Nevada. He hasn't been on for a long time now, because I keep track of a lot of my listeners. And Christina from the country of England, she hasn't been on for a long time now also. So I'm wondering where she's been, okay, from the country of England, Christina, okay? And then I just saw another number pop up here. So we got a bunch of people, 302, I see him. He's back on here tonight. He doesn't have too many fans on this show. I was wondering where he was Tuesday night when I was on the Black Jesus Radio Network. I wanted him to call in there. And we talk about Talk Real Stupid. Their real name is TRS. We call him Talk Real Stupid with Tyrone Thompson, Richard Thompson, that's his real name. The bastard, he's a bastard, that's basically what he is. The Black Racist program, where they even hate their own people, actually. We went into that Tuesday night a little bit. And then Black Jesus Minister, we had a big debate on Tuesday night, if you missed that. I know Mike from Wisconsin called in. Where, I don't know, you know, we got into debate about Jesus again. You know, what color is Jesus? Blah, 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 blah. You know, if Jesus was black, then why was he crucified in Jerusalem? You know, I mean, what the hell? I mean, come on. We got to use common sense, for God's sake. You know, I mean, what color was Jesus? Well, you know what? Mike brought up a good point. Who cares? If you believe in God and you believe in Jesus and it's doing right in your life and you believe in the Bible, and you believe the word. I mean, if there's a whole other Bible out there that we don't know about, maybe Black Jesus can tell us about it. Because according to him, Adam and Eve are black, Jesus was black, and all the white people were just, you know, always, according to him, all the white people were just like dumb, stupid, and they just rose up out of nowhere and conquered the black people, I guess. I don't know. I don't know where he gets his revelations from. But they just rose up, you know, and all the black people all of a sudden became slaves, and the white people changed all the history around the world, and instead of calling Jesus white, we're going to call him a Jew, that's according to him, and Adam and Eve were white or Jewish, I don't know, he never said, he said they're black, so, but according to the white people, I guess they're European. You know, I mean, whatever he says makes no sense. But, you know, he's still, hey, he's entitled to his opinion. He is entitled to his opinion. But whatever he says has no backing. He backs up nothing he says. You know? He'll give you one Bible verse and twist it into 1,000 different ways that he wants it to believe. He was the way he wants it to sound like, you know? I mean, it's crazy. I mean, it's just, I mean, come on, man. I mean, Tuesday night on Black Jesus Radio, I basically just shut him down. Jesus was not black. He was a Jew. Simple as that. He was. He was Jewish. I don't know what he looked like. I never seen him. Has anybody got a picture of Jesus? I mean, a real picture, a photograph, maybe? No, you don't. You know, I mean, I don't care what King James says. I don't care what anyone else says he looks like. Actually, King James never gave a mention of what Jesus looked like, except in the book of Revelation, you know, where his hair was snow and blah, 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 and, you know, and all that stuff. But, you know, does anyone have a real photograph of him? Does anyone need him? Does anyone out there, does anyone need him today? Can anyone give me a description of what he really looks like? I don't want to hear he's black because, you know, I don't want to hear he's white. I don't want to hear from the Ku Klux Klan. I don't want to hear from the Black Panthers. I don't want to hear from anyone else. I just want an honest. I want someone to send me a picture of what he really looked like. Because you know what? It don't matter what he looked like. Because the message of Jesus was to come save the world from sin. Or was that a big lie, too? I don't know. So we've covered a couple subjects here, and people are welcome to queue in anytime. And we know we're talking about Donald Trump and Comey and Donald Trump, and we need to make up some T-shirts there. What did he say? Lordy, I hope there's tapes. Isn't that what he said? Comey said, Lordy, I hope there's tapes. Someone needs to put that in print on a T-shirt. Lordy, I hope there's tapes. I mean, come on, man. Why are we wasting our time with this? Why is anyone paying any attention to this? Because that's the news of today. That's the news. That's Fox News. That's CNN, man. You know, this is what it's all about. Keeping you occupied. You know, look, Obama, we had 8 years of Obama. Did anything really change? Did it? Did we all wash up and fly away or dry away? Did the end come? No, it didn't. We heard about people that Obama was going to be impeached. Blah, now Trump's going to be impeached. Nothing's going to happen. Trump's going to be here for the next 4 years, whether you like it or not. Okay? Fact. Maybe Hillary will run again. Who knows? All right, I need to shut up for a few minutes. I want to take callers. I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you people out there, and I have no guests, and we're going to start scheduling some guests again, because I've been sounding off for the last couple weeks, and we're going to start scheduling some guests, okay? First caller, private caller, go ahead.
Hey, good evening, Joe. Good evening, everybody. Mike.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Good. You know, I have inquisitive about something. If Jesus was going to come down at the rapture and get everybody, and he showed up to get black Jesus and he was white, would black Jesus go with him?
You know what? He'd never answer your question, Mike. Black Jesus would not answer your question. He would turn it into something else.
I'd have to go. Oh, that's right. I forgot. I'd have to go to his Facebook page first.
You got to go to his Facebook page. You got to. He tells everyone, go to my Facebook page. That's where the answer is. You got to go to his Facebook page. Please, you got to. Because that's where all the answers are.
Yeah. And... You know, this thing about Comey and Trump and everything, I mean, we have too many other things to worry about. in this world. You know, we have terrorism that's, you know, that's it's almost a weekly thing now. And, you know, we have other problems as well. You know, and...
Well, you know what, Mike? I want to bring up a point here. England. Number one story, England. You know, people are dead. But you know what? Last week in Iraq, 38 people were killed by a suicide bomber. Never made the front page news. Okay? In the town of Mosul, 42 people were killed by a suicide bomber. Well, you know, by ISIS. You know, barely heard on the news. Actually, there was an attack in Iran by ISIS. Okay? Barely heard. But England dominates the news. Why? 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 So is this discrimination? I mean, what's going on here? Why is England so important? Why not Iraq? Why not the news in – what about Africa, the terrorist attacks? No news there. No news there. Nobody talks about that. You know, what about the human rights violations in China? You know, people being starved to death, people being murdered. What's going on with that? You know, but yet we're hearing about England. England, seven people were killed. Oh, my Lord! It's front page news for a week. You know, I mean, granted, what happened in England was tragic. But what about the rest of the world? Why is that not so important? And you're right, Mike, this Comey thing. This Comey thing is a big freaking joke. You know, Hillary Clinton, if anything, should have been arrested and put in jail. Where were her hearings? Where were her hearings? You know, I mean, why wasn't Obama impeached over Fast and Furious? Remember that program, Fast and Furious, where an ATF agent actually died on the border? You know, why wasn't that heard? And now we got a number of callers here on the line, and I'm going to go in order here, and Mike, stay on the line. I'm not going to cut you off yet, Mike, but my next caller would be 336, and then after that 206, and then 302. And you will be heard, okay? But, Mike, go ahead, finish your point. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I'm just saying that I think we have our priorities you know, as backwards. And, you know, I don't know, you know, I always say that, you know, the Amish and, like, Little House on the Prairie and the Waltons, you know, back then people didn't have a lot, but they helped each other. They cared about each other. Now
it didn't matter where you were from. It didn't matter where you were from. It didn't matter, and you're right. I saw an episode last week, actually, that's one of my good shows, The Waltons. I love that show, actually. And I remember that show where someone, you know, they grew up during the Depression, and this is when Hitler was rising to power, and Germans came over from Germany, and the town was like, oh, my God, they're Germans. They're Nazi spies. And the people in the community stuck up for this family. You know, people cared about people. Things matter to each other. But, Mike, stay on the line, please, because you're bringing up some great points. You are tonight. Because I got a number of callers here. Let's see here. I don't know where you went. 817. Yeah, you know, 817, are you still there? I was going to get to you. 336-817. I guess you dropped. Don't see you no more. You were next. 336-817, you dropped. Okay. Well, actually, he's still on the line. I don't know if he wants to get on or not, but I don't know. But, all right, then I got to go to the next caller then. All right, area code, this would be 206 and then 302 and then 203. All right, so 206, go ahead. Go ahead.
You know who this is, Joseph?
Yes, Tone, how you doing tonight? How you doing?
Good. How about you, brother?
Hey, how's married life treating you? I forgot to ask you about that. Weren't you engaged at one point?
Yeah, I'm already married, brother. I've been, it's hard to be traveling and be in a marriage, but everything's going good. It's good when I'm home.
You're still in the honeymoon stage, right? There's no talk of divorce yet, right?
Still honeymoon phase. I'll let you know when the divorce phase happens. I'll make sure that
okay.
He's well informed.
All right, what's on your mind, Tone? Because I got a number of callers, and I'll keep you on the line as long as you don't make any sounds in the background. So I'll keep you on the line. But what's on your mind today? Tell me. Talk to me.
Yeah, I think you kind of stabbed yourself in the foot when you brought up the Waltons again. You're comparing the Germans and people taking care of them, yet you don't want the Syrian refugees, and you talk about people taking care of other people. Could you apply that to the Waltons?
What do you mean Syrian refugees? Do I want Syrian refugees that are going to come over here and blow my house up or blow up my local mall? Or do I want Syrians that are coming over here trying to escape terror and hardship and poverty? So define Syrian refugees.
Hold on. Yeah, I got a good question for that. Whoever said we were bringing over terrorists, at what point did you ever hear anybody bring that up?
Well, Tone, I will bring it up because they are of Muslim faith. And in the Quran, it states very clearly that you are an infidel.
So that's your interpretation of it.
That's what the Quran says, Tone. No, that's what the Quran says. Do you believe in whipping your wife? Do you believe in whipping her with a stick because she doesn't wear a head veil out in public? That's what the Quran says, Tone. Shall I pull up
the Bible says to kill your child if he is unruly? Why don't you kill your child? The Bible says it.
Okay, we're not talking about the Bible. We're talking about the Quran. Don't change the subject. We're talking about Syrian refugees.
Why don't you face facts that your religion is just as cruel and has just the amount of same writing? Point out everybody else. Oh, yeah, definitely. Look at Leviticus 21. It says right there that you should have your slave, and if you could kill him in a fact of 2 days, and if he doesn't die in those 2 days, you could beat him with again until he's bloody and badgered.
What's your Bible? What Bible are you reading from, Tone? What Bible? Please tell me. Give me that verse.
Why don't you open it up. You have the same Bible. Open it up. Read Leviticus 21 if you're able to read. Read it out loud over the radio. And then I'll show you which Bible it is. That way you understand that you haven't read the Bible.
Oh, Leviticus 21? Don't I believe that Jesus Christ, we are now under the New Testament, that we are no longer under the Old Testament? Do you
know
how to rightly divide your Bible? Hang on, I got my Bible in front of me. Hang on. Leviticus 21, what verse?
I'm holding on, but you're saying five comments at once where nobody can respond, and you do these slide little comments. If you want to have a real conversation and talk about it, yes, bring up Leviticus 21. It's the first point that we made. Yes, bring it up and read it. Tell me how you're supposed to pierce the ears of
your slave. What verse, Tone? What verse? There's over 24 verses. What verse, Tone?
Read the whole thing. Why are you
going to take it? Oh, read the whole thing. All right, callers. All right, I'm going to do this for Tone. I'm going to read the whole thing. But remember, we don't live under the Old Testament anymore, but I'm going to read the whole thing just for Tone.
Stop. Hold on. Why do you have the Old Testament then? You don't live under that? You don't believe in the Ten Commandments? Then let's take them out of Congress. That's the Old Testament.
Tone. So how could you live under the Ten Commandments? Let me ask you. Have you ever stolen anything in your life?
I'm not the one that's saying it's the real book. You are. You are the one that
I'm telling you we don't live under the old. We don't live under the Old Testament anymore. You cannot live by the Ten Commandments.
So,
that's why God sent his son to earth. Because he wanted to walk as a man. He wanted to walk as a man to show you.
As a man. That's fine. Joseph, please, if we're going to have a conversation, you say the same thing like four or five times. That please just say it, and I will tell you the true answer. Don't have to say, he came as a man. He came as a man. He came as a man. I understand that. Okay, so he came as a man. He came to this earth, and you believe that he changed everything. And what was his commandment then? Are you supposed to love thy neighbor? Are you supposed to turn the other cheek? Are you supposed to love thy enemy? You don't do any of those. You hate Muslims. You do not turn the other cheek. You say fight back. So you're not a Christian then, and you don't live under the new covenant.
I do not hate Muslims. No, I do not. Wrong. Okay. What was the other one you said? What else? I'm not a Christian. You're right. I am a rightly dividing, Bible-believing individual in this earth.
What is a Christian? A person that believes in Jesus Christ and lives by him.
You just made 4 points. Can you give those 4 points again? The first one was, I hate Muslims. No, I don't hate Muslims. I don't hate them.
Do you love your enemy? The first one is, do you have an enemy, and do you love them, and do you turn the other cheek, or would you fight back? Tell me.
I would do what in the chapter of Luke what it says. I will sell my sword. I will sell my script and purchase a sword and rightly divide the word of God and use that sword. Okay.
I love how you changed it. So Christ, love thy enemy. It's completely void now because you found another thing. Because Joseph Gibson's the best cherry picker I've ever met in my life. Is there a lot of cherry
love your
in
enemy.
North Carolina?
Love your enemy. Love your enemy. Is that what you're telling me? Love my enemy, even if he wants to kill me?
No.
The Bible doesn't tell you that.
That's what Jesus Christ told you. No, Jesus Christ.
And I'm telling
you
what the Quran tells me. The Bible does not tell me to kill my enemy. It tells me to love my enemy.
Yes,
the Quran says, kill your enemy.
No, this is the thing.
Yes, it does.
Hold on. I'm telling you. Okay, you already said, yes, it does. I'm telling you the response. You have to say it 5 times. So you turn around and say, when it's convenient, you'll bring up the Old Testament where it talks about gays. So are you saying gays don't apply anymore? That gay is not a sin anymore since we're not under the Old Covenant? Answer that one for me first.
Okay, you're correct. We do not live under the law anymore. Now, in the New Testament, what does it talk about gays? They are worthy of death. But man, that's what it states very clearly. We've been over this a million times. Gays are worthy of death. Does not mean that I should go out and kill gays. Okay? It does not mean I go out and kill gay people. It means that gays are worthy of death under God's law. Under God's law.
And why do you oppose gays marriage? Who are you to start acting like God and cherry-picking the Bible and only having it to your effect? Remember, your cult is only 300 years old. You don't really exist in the vast majority of religions. You are just a little Protestant that nobody really even believes. See, when we talk about Christians around the world...
I've got a number of callers on the line. I'll welcome you to stay on the line. I'll welcome you to stay on and continue this. But I've got to give other callers time, okay?
I want
to go to another caller here at 929. Go ahead. 929 and then 302 will be next. Go ahead. 929, welcome to Blog Talk Radio, understanding the times in which we live in. What can I do for you, sir? Ma'am, sir, I don't know who you are.
This is Ted.
Go ahead. What can I do for you? I could barely hear you, sir. Can you? I don't understand. What's on your mind tonight? What can I do for you? You're live on the radio, on screen.
I don't go hang out in gay bars, and that's something I'm interested in.
What? All right. You don't hang out in gay bars. You don't support gay people. Okay.
All right. I still ride my Harley at 70, and I still could kick your ass.
Could you talk?
Who's asking
you
want to kick, sir? Mine or the gays?
I don't trust anybody anymore. Okay?
You don't trust her. Have you had too much to drink tonight, sir? Are you sober?
I just told you how I felt about that, Ted.
Okay, well, welcome to the program, 929. I don't know what your point is. You don't like gays. But welcome to the program.
I'll see you live here, Ranger. I like to ride big motorcycles, and I like to eat pussy, too.
He's muted. That obviously must have been a crank call. 929, if you want to call back in again, and that's fine, but your number's been muted. I want to go to, actually, I said 302 was next. Actually, 817
Joseph,
is next, then 302. Yeah, I know. Well, we get those people, Tone. I'm glad you're here to witness it, but hang on. I got area code 302. He's one of my callers. Actually, you know what? He is first. And then I'm going to get to 336-817. So, area code 302, you got 2 minutes because our lines are full tonight. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I might as well, on behalf of the people and the people's revolution, I might as well kick some ass in quick 2 minutes. Revelation, revolution means go in reverse. It's all reverent, reverent. And I don't care who's at the pulpit, podium, telephone, microphone, you're all wrong. That's two left shoes. Kill or be killed is the reality that we confronted with. Now, I want anybody, I don't care what color you are, to tell me or what gender you are, since you pledge allegiance to the Star Spangled Banner and the rocket's red glare and the bombs bursting in the air, what have you won on June 8th, 2017? And what you won is you won yourself in the worst position as a nation any time in the history since the pledges became standard procedure for black, white, gay, straight alike in this country. Kill or be killed is what you are putting out, what you are saturating the rest of the earth with. You are spreading your poisons, your toxins and pollutants of terrorism. And you forgot some things. Black Wall Street, MOVE, the Brent Davidians, David Koresh. You understand me? This is a system. This is not about no damn Barack Obama or no Donald Trump. This is about a social system that said that God bless America, the hell with every place else. We're going to vacuum and suck out all the resources so that we can have all this shiny stuff sitting on stores with gates and guards, the Praetorian Guard, guard and stuff, that's stolen wealth from the rest of the humanity. And then the people in America got to decide, well, who's right, the black ones, the white ones, the gay ones, the straight ones, or the young ones, or the old ones, when everybody's wrong as two left shoes. Now, I'm not going to play a whole bunch of games with y'all with this double talk. Religion is what it is. Religion. It has nothing to do with the people. Like library.
2 minutes.
Library has nothing to do with the people.
You know, one minute left, brother. 1 minute left. And trust me, I'll give you more time at the end. You know that. Because I know you're a regular caller. But just 1 minute, please. I got a bunch of callers on the line, okay?
Okay. Religion, library, and then television. Everything y'all see on 1063, FCC, CNN, MSNBC, Fox, all that is television. So we're going to orchestrate the narrative to make you believe that you got a boogeyman outside this country when you only represent 5% of the people. Now, I want to ask you, the implosion that's happening with the American people against each other, what's worse, the implosion or the explosions that's being led, perpetrated by the rocket's red glare under the red, white, and blue? And if you look at both of the scenarios, they're both equal. You're not going to kill your way out of this. You're not going to internally implode on each other out of this. Either you're going to do what's right and what's right for the human family, or your asses is all in the car going off a cliff. So I'm going to hold it right there. I'm going to leave it right there. I ain't got to speak long. I'm going to let everybody else go on back to their little tribe, their little clique, their little gang.
Well, thank you. And yeah, now, listen, you are respected on this program, sir. You are, because I know you're a regular caller. And you do keep the background noise down also. But I've got, and then I have this guy at 929. I'm going to get back to you, area code 929. But 336 has been waiting for a while, 817. So go ahead. The floor is yours. I believe this is maybe Jason or whoever. I don't know.
It's Leroy. I got stoned. Did I miss? No, I'm not going to say no. I'm just kidding. But that guy, I guess his name's Tone or whatever, said something about between Muslims and Christianity. Who's going around the world right now killing everybody and bombing them, killing innocent children and babies today? I'm not talking about 3,000 years ago in the name of Islam. As sure as I think Christians doing it. But you know what?
Northern Ireland.
I've been to Northern Ireland. The only thing they do over there is get drunk and fight each other. That's all they do.
Hey, give me another beer, would you?
And they beat each other's ass. That's all they do over there. But
Jason, I believe Tone has never had a debate with you yet. And Jason Tone has been around the world, actually. And he can debate you on a lot of these subjects. Jason, go ahead and continue on.
We won't get in a battle list with you, Tone, because you're completely unarmed. For you to make a comment.
Northern
not
Ireland
even,
just
not,
shut down
the
whole point, genius.
But if you shut up and let me finish, you know, you might actually be educated a little bit.
But yeah, I know, right. You know everything already. Exactly. That's your attitude. And that's why you have a shitty outlook on life, is because that's your attitude. And if you improve your attitude, you know, your life might improve. Do you think about that?
No, go on.
But anyway, to make a long story short, I don't know why. I was listening in the truck on the way home. I don't know why England has been all over the news lately for, you know, for such, I mean, it's sad, of course, but for such a small tragedy. You know, when, how often do you hear about the tragedy when British Airways crashed three Concorde jets over there and killed hundreds of people? You heard about it for, what, a day or two and it was gone, not all week. So that's one reason why all these people are going out doing this, is for the 10 seconds of fame. Well, actually, a week's worth of fame. And if they would just shut up about it and continue doing what they're doing, getting them off the face of the earth, and I'm not talking about all Muslims, I'm talking about the extremists, then you know, the world would be a better place. And I'm sorry, but in Saudi Arabia, they do that. A wife's not allowed to go outside without a man. She's not allowed to go out there without a face cover. She's not allowed to drive. You know, and she's raped. She could be raped by four. she has to have four witnesses to prove she was raped. I mean, come on, man. The whole religion is screwed. Does Christianity, whatever, have its flaws? Of course, probably. I'm sure it does. I don't know. I'm not a real religious person, so you ain't got to worry about getting on me about that. But, you know.
Well, then you can't talk.
No matter. Then I can't talk.
Then you can't talk on the subject if you're not a religious person, nor educated on it. You just have an opinion, and you just think that your opinion is education, but that's where you lack it. Been around the world, you should have learned that first.
Yeah, okay, buddy. I tell you what, you have yourself a stupefied day, because I won't lower myself to name-calling and calling people names as you. You have a very good day, and the best thing to do is pull your lip up over your face and swallow. And
you
go on to
shut
someone
down
else.
John,
you're talking to a gentleman, though. He's been on this program. You've never met him, actually. He has traveled around the world. He worked for Marriott, actually. And he has been around the world. Well, it means that he has experience with other cultures, Tone. He has experience with other cultures of people. You see, you can't sit in your little home in Dallas, Texas. Hang on.
Okay,
you can't sit in your little home. Oh, I've been at, oh, God. Come on, I've been everywhere, too.
Name a country, because I'm sure I've been to a country you have, and I'm going to see if you know about the culture. Tell me one country you've been to, and let's talk about the culture.
That is, I know you are, but what am I? Sticks and stones may break my bones,
yeah,
but names will
exactly.
never.
Exactly.
Stop
because
it.
You can't,
stop it.
Because, once again,
stop
that
it.
Point is vague. You can't do it. You'll get shut down.
Tone,
when
get
you talk
back
to
the original
versus,
discussion.
Oh, okay.
Tone,
sorry.
Get back to the original discussion, Tone. We're talking about the Muslim caliphate. Do you know what the Muslim caliphate is? Do you understand that in the Quran, and I'm not saying all Muslims, Jason was correct. Maybe some other Muslims interpret their Quran a little differently. But the Quran does say that a woman cannot go out in public without her head cover or face cover on, or she can be whipped. If she is raped, she needs to have four witnesses. Come on. That's the way we're supposed to live, Tone? Do you believe in that?
Yeah.
Do you support that?
Okay, stop. You just asked me. You don't have to ask it four different times. Once again, just ask a question. Okay, do you have to live like that? No, I don't believe in living like that because I think it's fucking stupid. I also think it's fucking stupid that you cherry-pick your own Bible, and you have a book that talks about killing your own children if they get unruly, but you cherry-pick it and say, oh, you know what, but that doesn't apply anymore. Oh, I'm sorry, God changed
but
his people mind.
People are not going around killing their children saying, I'm doing it in the name of the Bible, I'm doing it in the name of Christianity. But people are going around killing other people in the name of Islam.
And they're killing
their children.
Can I answer the question?
Hang on, everybody. Hang on. Time out. I've never met in North Carolina, there's a Baptist church on every corner. I've never met any church that goes out in public, okay, that says, we're doing this in the name of Christianity. You better believe what I say, or I'm going to whip you with a stick. Or, you know, we're going to throw gay people off the roof of our church, like they do in Saudi Arabia, like they do in Syria, like they do in Egypt. We don't do that here, Tom. Christians don't do that. and there is no Christian,
Hello?
There is no Christian doctrine that says we should throw a gay man off a church of a roof. But in the Quran, and the Muslim people, they do believe that that is the right way to live. And Tony, you are sticking up for those people, and shame on you for that. Shame on you.
No, shame on you, because Christians have killed plenty of Muslims. They killed tons of Jews.
I don't know about any Christian.
Cherry pick it then, because there's a thing called the Spanish Inquisition where Jews were crushed to death.
Oh, God, you're talking about,
to death
talking about 2017, Tom. Talking about 2017 today.
So there you go. So there you go. You said there's no Christians that do that. And I say, yes, there is. And you say, in 2017. No shit, dumbass. We've already evolved from that period. That's the reason why you got to understand Christianity and history and understand that this is Muslims' time to have their radical time. And this is ridiculous. And they need to be shut down immediately.
No, I believe that. I believe that. I believe what he just said there. And a wise man told me, you know, Europe was the past. United States was the present, and the Middle East is the future. And I believe that wholeheartedly, the way things are going, unless things turn around.
Does anybody mind me bringing another person into the conversation? And I think you know who it will be. Does anyone mind? I mean, because I may be a little ignorant at some of the things that Toner is speaking about, and I did invite him already on program. So does anyone mind? I want to call Dr. Peter Ventura real quick, if anyone minds. I won't if people object. Because I got some great callers on the line if you want to listen to them. But let's call Dr. Peter Ventura real quick, please. If you don't mind.
Oh, geez.
Please.
Here we go with the.
He'll be kept to 1 minute. He'll be kept to 1 minute or 2 minutes like I've done tonight.
This is how you flex, Joseph.
No, it's not, Tone. It's how I'm bringing a professional in who will answer your questions.
No, he won't.
Dr. Ventura. All right. Dr. Ventura is unavailable. So guess what? I don't have to deflect. But hang on. I've got 929 to get on. Hang on. 929, hello, how you doing?
Talk about retard. Thanks for your opinion, you ignorant motherfucker.
That's the best you can do?
Get a guy?
Can you do a little better than that?
Can I say something?
Well, you've actually got something right. I do disrespect you. I find you to be slime. I don't like queers. You probably deserve everything you've got.
I'll put your teeth back in and shut up.
Whoa, hang on. 929, who are you talking to? Me?
Motherfucker.
Are you talking to me? Are you talking to me? Or do you need another drink? Do you need another drink real quick? So I can reconnect you?
We got 929. Sodomites
that want to
fucking criticize me?
Yeah, all right, well,
right
folks.
Here. I can't stand how fucking out there are retarded. Most
people out there are goddamn fucking fags.
Goddamn fags.
So you can't stand queers. Guys, hang on. So you can't stand queers, is that it?
So you hate queers.
Yeah. So you can't stand queers, 929? Alright, I'm not making you out, sir. You need to talk a little closer to your phone. Put the beer can down for a minute and answer my question.
Hey, put the beer can down and get the dick out of your sister.
Alright. That's one down. Anyone else with background noise, I gotta mute you. Alright, let's see here.
Could you
he's obviously drunk. Well, Tone, this is a perfect opportunity to look what's out there in society today, you see? And I agree with you, Tone, that people like that who just hate because they get drunk or because whatnot, I agree with you in that aspect. But let's speak logically here. The fact, okay, if we want to talk biblically, that's fine too.
I know. Can I just say one thing? That's all I'm saying. Like, it'll take me, honestly, 20 seconds.
Go ahead. Floor is yours. Go ahead.
Okay. Listen, for the guy who's in 929, it would be real. It would behoove you if you took the beer can, put it down, took your dick out of your sister, and stopped calling up programs with hate and sounding like a complete dumbass and talking about how other people sound dumb. Don't knock up your sister, and this is what happens when you inbreed, okay? I don't know if your father or your mother or your mother's cousin or what's going on, but stop it. That's it, Joseph. Thank you.
All right, well, he hung up before you finished, so you couldn't get your point across. But, all right, I got Mike out in Wisconsin still on the line, and I got everybody on the line. Just watch your background noise, please. I'm going to go ahead and connect. Let's see here, because I got a number of other people on the line here, and I'm scanning through the numbers, and some people. Hey, Steven's still listening, my new listener. He's probably laughing at this thing, but let's see here. Hang on. Let me go down the line here. Deborah Lewis is logged in. She's listening. She's probably shaking her head saying, oh, my God, what the hell am I listening to right now? But let's see. All right, 302, you're still on the line. I want to give you another minute to piss some of these people off. Go ahead. The floor is yours. Uninterrupted. Go ahead. 302, Malachon, you still there? All
yeah,
right, I guess he's not.
Believe that.
All right. Yeah, all right, go ahead. You get a minute uninterrupted. Go ahead. I want you to piss some of these people off. Tell them the way it is. Tell them the way it is.
I'm going to piss everybody off now. This is people talking out of the east end of a horse's ass. You don't give a damn about yourself, and you don't give a damn about the people. You're ready to implode and destroy everything you can't have your way. You're like a child in a box. And the fact of the matter is that the proof of the matter is, would you be willing to help and share what you have with those who do not? And what I'm hearing is that some people want to have their own personal religion. Some people want to have their own personal preference of who they want to have sex with. Some people want to have their personal preference on what they eat. But I don't care if you're a vegan or vegetarian or you eat pork. The bottom line is that y'all are killing the people. Like, this is standard procedure that we got to keep going until we win. Talk about a Khalifa over the, what do you call it, that thing?
All right, Malachon, hang on. I just want to, we got five people on the line, and I do got another caller, 310. I'll connect you as soon as this gentleman's done, okay? I promise. And you're uncensored. Okay. I don't screen people. So go ahead. Finish up, Malachon. Go ahead.
Well, the Inquisition, what was that? The Crusade. You know, they're still going forward today. Yeah, like the Crusade was back in the past. What do you think is going on with right now? Like the Russians are just all of a sudden interfered with the American affairs. Like China, all of a sudden is disappearing in the American affairs when everything that your grandmother and grandfather, great-grandmother and great-grandfather fought, made in Taiwan, made in Korea, made in China, you know, and y'all acting like all of a sudden these foreign governments are interfering with the growth and development and the evolving for elevation and ascension of the American people. All these foreign governments, you need them slaves in America in check. So now that there's nothing made in America except terrorism and war and all this other thing, tell me something that's made here. And look under your products, black or white people, gay or white people. Go look up under your products in your house. And if there's something made in America, and if there's consistency, things produced, manufactured, and distributed in America, I'll cut my own tongue out like ISIS. But you can't find
it. All right,
Malachon.
You know okay. All right, Malachon. Okay, hang on. We still got 20 minutes left. I gave you 2 minutes. I got another caller here. I don't recognize the number. So, but we got 1, 2, 3, you, and I still got Mike from Wisconsin on the line, and about 23 other people that are just listening. So let's be fair to everybody, because I don't want to run out of time, because this person may bring up another good point. 310, area code 310, unmuted. Go ahead.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. What's on your mind tonight? Yes.
Oh, thanks, Joseph. I'm good. I'm good. What's with all these wackos calling in today, huh? Jeez.
I don't know.
Hey,
I don't know, my friend.
That? I'm a long-time listener here. First-time caller.
Okay.
Act with Joseph. My mother is the real fan. Her and I listen every show. We try to tune in as much as possible. She's a little shy, but she was really upset by that previous caller. She was wondering what the hell's up with that wacko, right? If it's okay with you, would it be okay if she came on and, you know, said a couple words? She's actually prepared something here for you.
All right, well,
okay,
you go right ahead. You go right ahead. You go right ahead. Everybody's welcome in this program, even if you piss me off. Go ahead.
Now, if everybody will please stand up and join in with me in singing our national anthem, we'll get things rolling. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's flaming, the bombs bursting in air, give proof to the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled
meant a lot to her. Well, hey, she was uninterrupted. Nobody interrupted. So that's the power of God right there. I will tell you that. And maybe people will laugh or whatever. But I'll tell you what, that was pretty damn good. I need to put her in
well,
the opening
you,
of Joseph. My show.
I appreciate that, guys, for your time. And I think, you know, we'll tune in next time. Maybe give you a call back and we'll talk then.
Hey, great. Great. I'll go ahead and mute your number, but you're welcome to continue to listen on. And you said you continue to listen. I don't know if you're
so
a guest
much.
Or a caller or whatnot, but hey, that's your mom. I want to say she's got talent. She needs to sing at the Super Bowl.
I agree.
You know
amen.
What I mean?
Amen.
All right,
amen. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have
right.
a good
hey,
one.
That's awesome. Go ahead, Tone. Go ahead, Tone. I'm going to mute his number. Go ahead, Tone. What's on your mind, brother?
Dude, that was a prank call. Do you not understand?
It was a prank call. Well, she sung. I don't care who it was, but it was a beautiful song. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I know. It's Josephine Miller. She's the one that sings the Star-Spangled Banner and a lot of different things. Her voice is so common, and he was messing with you, trying to make it sound like his mother, dude.
Hey, you know what? If he believes that's his mother, that's his choice. You know what? Because you know
he
what?
She had a beautiful voice.
She had a beautiful voice,
I
did
know.
She not?
Everybody agrees she has a beautiful voice, Joseph. What I'm trying to tell you is he interrupted your show trying to make you look like a jackass.
I don't think he did. Does anyone think he made me look like a jackass? Does anyone think he did?
It's an inside joke, and doesn't matter if other people believe it or not. That's what his intent was. Do you not understand
well,
that? That's what I'm trying to
explain. Tone, you know what? I don't feel like a jackass. I enjoyed hearing that song. You want to know why? Because I believe in this country. I believe in this country. I believe what it stands for. I don't care what other people say. I know, and I'm against the New World Order. And Malcolm, you know
what
that. I fight
about?
Against the New World Order. But hang on. People keep butting in all you want. I give you time. Now, don't interrupt me when I speak. This show is to resist the New World Order and educate people what the New World Order is about. Okay? You've been bought and sold as a slave, whether you like it or not. All right? Just look at your birth certificate and tell them you're a slave just like I am. And then we need to fight against this. We need to stand up and understand that we are a slave and we need to be free. This new world order is going to, you know, it challenges us every day. Look what we spend on, look what we use to barter with. Federal Reserve notes. Federal Reserve notes. Notes. Fake money. Paper money, Tone. Paper money.
Yeah, I get it.
What does the Constitution say, Tone? Gold and silver. Because you can't deny what gold and silver weighs and measures. It's truth. And that's what this show is about. And we get away from that a lot. We really do. But Malachi brings it up a lot, you know? And I may not agree with everything he says, area code 302, that's the gentleman that was calling in, but I do understand what he is saying. You know, we got to resist against these people. We do. And I know 310 is back on the line here, and Tone, you made some accusations against them. I don't know if this is your cousin, Tone, or what you got going on here, but I'll connect them and listen. And then I want everyone to get 2 minutes to wrap up the show, everybody, because we can get time for everybody. So hang on, 310, you're back on the line. What can I do for you, sir?
Hey, guys. Hey, how's it going? I don't know what that wacko was saying, but my mom is quite an established singer, but she's no one famous, but five or so years ago, she did have minor fame appearing on the Jimmy Kimmel Show, among various other places. She's a little bit offended as a longtime listener that someone would accuse her of that, so if it's okay with you, I'm just going to put her on the phone.
Go ahead, sir. Go ahead. She was on the Jimmy Kimmel Show. Jimmy Kimmel Show.
For those of you who may follow the Jimmy Kimmel TV show, I was on it 5 years ago. Mr. Kimmel asked me to dress as underdog, but the movement style he wanted me to dance was called figure jogging.
All right, background noise, everybody. Background noise. Background noise and comments. Let this person speak. Give them a minute. They have a right to speak.
It's a way to make jogging and running into a show sport. I'm sure you're all aware of how with gymnastics, roller and ice skating, rodeo, horse riding, and boxing, and some other sports are made into entertainment as well as athletics. Well, figure jogging has 10 basic steps and 5 distinct events, like I said, to make jogging and running into an exhibition sport within a confined area.
Oh, my God.
Hey, let her speak, Tone, because everyone's going to get a minute or two, all right? But wrap
it
up, man.
Yeah, I know.
You
that was
going
to happen.
Up, okay?
I'm not talking to her. You repeat it again.
Some,
I wasn't talking to her. That's fine.
To musical numbers. The different thing about the important thing about figure jogging is that there are no hops, spins, or
ask her a question. Keep this in the recording.
That would deviate the feet.
Sing, Mary Had a Little Lamb.
All right, listen, 310. All right, hang on, 310. I got to mute. All right, hang on. It might be a recording. That's okay. 310.
It is.
All right, that's
dude.
Fine. All right. Listen, everybody gets one and a half minutes because we're running out of time. Well, actually, you can still take 2 minutes. Tone, you first. Go ahead. You Tone first.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Area code 310. Great job, dude. You did a great job of actually setting it up and making him look like a jackass twice. But keep it going. I like prank calls. I think they're funny. Second off. You guys all out there with Joseph Gibson Show, you guys are all great. Joseph Gibson's great. I love arguing with him. The guy can take it. We have a great time on here. I look forward every week to coming on here and just busting balls. Joseph, good job on taking it again this week and dishing it back out, brother. I hope you have a wonderful week, bro. No hard feelings.
Hey, Tone, thank you very much. You're always welcome to this program. I always give you that slot. Thank you very much. All right. Hey, Tone, remain up. Let everyone else speak. Listen to them. Don't hang up. And actually, Deborah Lewis, she wants 2 minutes. So go ahead, 336-235. Go ahead, Deborah Lewis, 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Hey, Joe, what the heck was your show supposed to be about? I think it's jumped so many different topics. I'm trying to figure it out. I mean,
I know you logged in halfway through, and really, you got to listen from the beginning because we jump from topic to topic. But Jason's on here tonight. Jason's on here. So, Jason, can you answer Deborah's question real quick? You got 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Well, what the show's about is about absolute freaking chaos and insulting each other. That's about all I heard. It started off with religion. It started off with religion, talking about difference between Christianity and whatever, the Bible and the Quran and Muslim, and it ended up being a recording fest prank. Ain't got much to
say. Well, Jason,
so.
Jason, hey, when you're popular, when you're number one on Blog Talk Radio, you're going to get people that are going to call in and crank. But you know what?
Oh, I know.
Look,
that. I know
we got a few people, you know. Yeah, I know. And when you're popular, that's the way it is, man. You know, and we got people in the chat room right now typing. And we get people say, hey, I'm a new fan. I want to listen. Hey, I don't care who 310 is. Hey, that was a beautiful anthem that woman sung. And it's our country's anthem. And that's the way it is. And I want Mike to cue in. I muted Mike's number by accident, actually. And then I want 302. I want to give him a couple minutes because he always calls in. Hey, if you don't agree with 302, that's fine. That's fine. But everyone gets a chance to speak on this program. So, Mike, go ahead. You've been waiting the longest. Go ahead, Mike. Take 2 minutes. Mike out in the state of Wisconsin. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, all I got to say is... We sure have a lot of different opinions tonight, and basically that's what this radio show is about, understanding the times in which we live in. You know, everybody lives different. You know, everybody eats different. And, of course, we think different, too. You know, even though we have different opinions, like Tone and you, Joe, and... But it's interesting to listen to, and as long as we can all be civil to each other, I think it's a great show. And anyway,
Thanks, Mike.
I
appreciate that so much. Hey, Mike, thank you so much. That was actually nice what Mike just said. He summed it up. That's what this show is about. Everyone getting a voice. You know, and sometimes it goes crazy. You're going to get nuts, you calling into this show. But what am I supposed to do, screen every caller and say, hey, I'm not letting you on? You know, so I'm not Fox News. I'm not CNN. Hey, I'm on commercial break. Hey, all right, and ask you two questions and cut you off and be rude and say, okay, good night, everybody. You know, no, I give everyone, when someone calls in, I never hang up on them. You can remain on the line as long as you want, and I'm scanning the numbers, and I never, ever hang up on a caller unless they get belligerent or uncivil. Okay? I mean, we got to listen to what everybody has to say. We do. And Deborah Lewis, I'm going to let you have actually a couple. Well, you know what? We're going to give an example of this right now because we've still got minutes left. This is 929. Unscreened, uncensored. Hello, 929. What can I do for you? 929. Hello. Not you're unmuted. 929. You want me to do it again for you?
Of July and beginning of August. I don't have any other performances. I got this cat from a couple in North Jersey who are friends.
Okay, I don't know who you are. What you're doing? Mute that. You say that's what you get. When you're live radio. 302, did you disappear on me? Because I want to go get you next. 302, all right, 302. I want to give you 2 minutes to piss everyone off. 302, and then I'm going to going to Deborah Lewis, too, at the end here. Go ahead. I'm trying to get everyone in here to get a last word. So 302, take a minute. You get a minute. Go ahead. Uninterrupted. 302, floor is yours.
Let me say this. I'm not looking for cheerleaders. I don't care if you like me or you hate me. I'm not looking for a squad or a clique or a gang. I know this. The way the map of the world out, the creator is the creator of the planet, not the creator of black or white people in America. And I'm not responsible for what you believe, feel, think, or opinion. I am responsible for what you know. And here's what I know, that even I am wrong until we get freedom, justice, total independence in this country first, and then it can spread throughout the rest of the nations. So I know everybody say that they're just having fun or you got a lot of jokes or a lot of people are giving their beliefs, thoughts, and opinions on commentary, but kill or be killed is the reality that you're confronted with. If somebody don't do what you say, you're not on your way to give them a hug or a handshake or a peanut butter and jelly sandwich or a glass of water. You're on your way to do some damage. And you can't claim, I don't care what book, Hebrew, Israelite, Moors, Muslim, or Christian, Bible, Torah, the Quran. If you're claiming that, and talking about, well, I'm speaking for God, I know that you are a GD liar. And so does this creator. Why? Why? Because with the suffering that's going on this planet, in the name of God and country, this is happening on everybody's watch in everybody's name. So if I'm not right, and there's not a person that I've heard tonight that's right. Because we can't go nowhere in this country and say, come on, people, let's come together and make some things happen for us for the good. You can't do it because you're all not racist, but biased and prejudiced against your fellow human beings, because the creator is the creator of every person on the planet. I don't care if it's a white or black or gay or straight. That has nothing to do with it. Rats, roaches, flies, mosquitoes, and even what we call undesirables, they get the most access to the planet Earth. The only people who don't get the most access, the only life force, I'll say, the only life force that don't get access to the planet Earth is human beings. And that comes through monopoly, corruption, and greed. So you know you're playing a game of monopoly. You know you're playing a game of corruption and greed. You know you're playing a game of kill or be killed. But yesterday, where you want it, that's why I say we all in the car going off a cliff. So, again, I'm not right, and I ain't heard nobody right until we get freedom, justice, and total independence. So I'll leave it right there.
All right, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your support. Thank you for calling in. And, you know, we're on the same page. I want you to call in on Black Jesus Radio Network when I do that show, because I will unblock you. That should piss a lot of people off. So it's Tuesday night at 7 p.m., so please call in to that number. And the phone number is 619-924-9807, okay? Call in, please. Someone typed in the chat room, I would call in, but there isn't a specific topic. Plus, I have an unpopular opinion. Not true. You're more than welcome to call in. I don't care what your opinion is. Okay? It doesn't matter. And hang on. I got an idiot calling me on my cell phone. All right? And I know who that is. No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. All right, yeah, you can call in. It's 657-383-0616, and it doesn't matter what your opinion is. And we do have specific, yeah, but we can go into overtime sometimes, BitBanker, unless we hang up. You're right. They cut us off, they cut us off. But Deborah Lewis, you got 1 minute. Oh, hang on, there's a new caller. New caller here presses one for someone from the chat room. This is good. I'm glad I was able to get him in. Go ahead. 980, what's your unpopular opinion? Go ahead. I see you now. Go ahead.
Hello, everyone. I was in the chat room, but I didn't catch the whole show, but I did want to bring up something. The person who Frank called and played the national anthem or whatever you want to call it, and I guess you mentioned something about this is what our country's about and that you love the song and everything like that. It kind of made me think about something. I am from the Taino tribe, and I was just wondering if you have ever covered sort of the atrocities of what it took for this country to become, you know, what it is today, and just kind of what your opinion about that is.
Okay. Well, since we're running out of time right now, and I don't want to start a discussion, Would you be willing to call in on Sunday evening at 6 p.m. and you and I can have a discussion and I'll give you my opinion? And
sure.
Would you be willing to do that?
Yeah, I'll make a reminder.
6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you call in this number and you'll be my guest. I'll keep you forwarded, number one caller, and we'll talk about it and I'll give you my opinion. Because technically the show is over right now, so nobody else can call in, but we're still on the air. But I would love to have you on, and please, and we'll have a professional discussion, and we'll talk, and we'll address this issue that you brought forward, because it's important. And yes, I am educated on this issue, okay? So thank you for calling in. I appreciate it, and please, keep the appointment, because I invite people to call in, and we look forward to it, and sometimes people just blow us off. So I got your word on that, right?
Yes, sir. I'll put a timer, an alarm, whatever I have to do.
Hey, you're awesome. Thank you. And you were in the chat room, and I want to say, this is a person, obviously, a person of their word. They say, I'm going to call in. My opinion may be unpopular, and you're right. It's going to be for a lot of people on this program. But you know what? We're going to address it. But guess what? It's not unpopular with me. We're going to address it, and we're going to expose it. So we got a guest here scheduled for Sunday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm sorry, folks. I know the show is almost over, and I got Deborah Lewis here real quick. Deborah Lewis, I apologize, but I hope Sunday you'll tune in, and we will have a topic. We will have a specific topic Sunday. All right, so everyone is welcome. Tone, you're welcome. And listen, and the floor is always open for people to bring stories like this caller just did. They want a topic. They want something talked about on Blog Talk Radio. And you see, I don't screen callers. So bring your friends. Bring whoever you want. And I don't screen callers. You press one, I'll connect you. And sometimes we're going to get idiots that are going to swear and talk stupid. But you know what? That's live radio, man. That's what it's all about. But the person in the chat room, Latin Indian, thank you so much for calling in. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And we will address your subject Sunday night at 6 p.m. I'll advertise the program starting tonight. And we'll bring a lot of people onto the program. Bring your friends. Bring your friends. You've got people that support your topic, obviously, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, bring them on. They are welcome. They will not be discriminated against. They will be welcome to share their voice on this program, okay? All right, everybody. All right, thank you. Thank you so much. And that's what this show is about, understanding the times in which we live in today. And I'm glad we got a new fan on here because that's what I do. I want everyone to speak out and talk about what bothers them, you know. And if you got something important to talk about, you'll get a voice. Hey, I'm paying for this show. It's my dollar. I pay for this phone number. So, and trust me, we had 45 callers average on this call line tonight. And we had about a dozen people in the chat room, and I had about 20 people on Facebook, and hundreds in archive. So you'll get your word out, man. You'll get it out. All right, everybody, good night. Take care. I'm going to end the episode. No music, no nothing. Just go ahead and hang up. It's over. Thank you, everyone. You are the best. Thank you. Without you, there is no show.